Hello, and welcome back to a 2023 premiere episode of season two of Pop Therapy.
Oh, it is season two. Well,
I think this.
So our first like published, do you remember how we recorded one and then deleted it because it was so bad?
Yeah, the sound is really bad.
And it's not like our next one was any better.
No, we just went for
it. Yeah, so that one was January 25th. And we're like, we're coming up on a year. Can you believe it?
Honestly, no.
I bet you a lot of people just like thought we wouldn't take this seriously.
Well, don't so many people, I don't know if this happens to you, but so many people are like, so how's the podcast going?
Yes, in like a demeaning, patronizing way.
Yeah, the way they say it is like they expect for me to say, oh, we aren't doing it anymore, or yeah. Oh, it's over. But it's like, we have thousands of listeners.
Worldwide. Like,
worldwide.
Over Pitbull.
Totally. So
been there, done that.
So we should manifest this year to get up into the hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Here. I'm with you. I'm gonna write it down and then plant it in the ground outside.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna manifest it tomorrow.
Why?
It's like apparently like some sort of wolf moon or something. It's a full wolf moon. Man, or something.
Always a fucking moon.
I know. It's a full.
I can't keep up.
It's a full wolf. I wonder what's happening with Kylie's baby name. Are we ever gonna find that out?
I have an internal conflict.
Yeah, we'll what is that?
It. We'll get to it.
Okay. Well, anyways, we're back, baby, and
back to
better than ever.
Scheduled programming. And she's officially off the market, folks. Marketplace on Facebook. I fucking hate Facebook Marketplace.
That took so many turns. I didn't know where we were going. I was really going to be shocked if you told me you had a boyfriend. I don't know. We would have had it in the pot. I would have been too distraught.
Oh, then maybe you would have known how it feels. Or how it felt when I found out about Travis. Oh, how the turns have tabled.
Fair.
I hate Facebook Marketplace. I'm done with it.
Okay, tell me why.
I used to love it. Because like when you list something, all that happens is a bunch of people saying, hi, is this still available? And you respond within the minute and you say, yes, location this, and you never hear.
I know. I don't know what the purpose of that is. Like, I never message people just, is this available? Like, if the ad's still up, it's probably still available. So just offer what you want to offer.
I mean, it's not even that for me. It's just continue the convo. Like, what are your intentions? It's like every date.
It's like a dating app when somebody messaged you and it's just like, hey.
Yeah.
You rang? Like, what the fuck?
I told you about that one guy who he was like, stunning smile. And I was like, TYSM. And then he goes, what do you do? My profile literally says I'm a lawyer. So I was like, I play piano and sell feet pics. And then he's like, oh, interesting. Does that pay much? And I was like, in Bitcoin. And then he's like, wow, you know, I've heard about that, but I never actually met someone that does that. And I was like, technically, we haven't met. Oh my God. Anyway, I said, I feel like you're not catching on to the joke. My profile literally says I'm a lawyer. And then he responded, he's like, oh, yeah, I actually saw that and I unmatched.
Oh my God.
I told you that app is just for shits and giggles for me.
You are hilarious on there, though. Like, it's just a way to work out your comedy.
I know. And it's
you can't be stopped.
No, she cannot be stopped. Also, do you know what today is?
No.
My 1 year anniversary of no coffee.
Holy shit.
Minus the espresso martini and shot. But I have
of non-alcoholic coffee.
Yes, I've gone 1 year without having a cup of coffee.
That's unbelievable. How do you feel? Superior?
Yeah, I honestly feel very enlightened. I'm gonna start a cult, just like Dory on... Oh, you haven't watched Search Party. We'll get to that. But yeah, I am better than everyone.
Yeah, you truly are. And you know what? I'm just on the train of... Eat your avocado toast, drink your coffee, have your glass of wine every night, indulge. Maybe my year, my word for 2023 should just be indulge.
I was listening to a podcast that I think you would actually really like. I was listening to it because of transitions and friendships and expansive relationships. It's called Almost 30. They started when they were almost 30, but they're 34 now. Perfect. And in one of the episodes, they kept using the word zeitgeist.
My people.
They are your people. I actually really do think you would like this podcast.
Okay. What do they what do they talk about? Like, what's their podcast all about?
Okay. The episode yesterday was actually about your astral chart.
That's cool. I like those.
Yeah. Heal the Divine Feminine and Step into Love. I'm not going to listen to that. Our microdosing journey. Ooh. Twerking as a Tool for Liberation, Social Media, and The Matrix with Sahara Rose. Finding Everything and Nothing. It's like, it's good.
So it sounds like insightful, random topics.
Yes.
Self-help-ish, self-help adjacent.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing it for 5 years and they're very successful now.
Oh, cool. That would be us.
It is us.
I did design a Christmas present for you, but then you told me we weren't doing presents.
Wait. Wait. I said that for you. Because do you remember that 1 year where I gave you a Christmas present and you're like, oh, we're doing presents? And then you felt pressured to go get me a gift and then you did get me a gift.
Well, yeah, because you can't just like spring it on them. But if you both decide you're going to do presents, then you do presents.
Okay. The way you reacted to me saying we're not doing presents, it honestly seemed like you were relieved and making sure that I was being serious because you didn't want to hurt my feelings because you didn't want to do presents.
I wasn't relieved. I was just like, okay, now I was, if it was a relief component, it was the certainty of knowing we are not or we are doing presents.
Hmm.
But maybe I'll just save this for your birthday.
Well, no, I want Rose 31 for my birthday.
Okay, well then I'll tell you what it was.
Partner.
It were these sick ass pop therapy sweaters, white crew necks with our logo, our logo on the front, and then it said pop therapy on the back, and then had our names on the wrist.
That's cool on the wrist. Can I tell you something funny? Last week I walked by a store that makes crew necks and t-shirts and I inquired for pop therapy. Imagine we both just gifted each other different versions.
That would be hilarious.
Crew neck.
They were sick though. The pink really popped on the white, so we should get them.
You should get them.
Yeah, I'll get them. Okay, I'll get them. I'll send you the
partner.
I'll send you what they look like. Honestly, I'm not going to get paid for this month, so it might have to wait till February, but
yeah, my brother's stressing about that too.
It's like intense. Like, well, yeah. Actually, it's not that bad because I at least got paid at the end of December, but still a month.
Well, who was the most excited for you?
You?
Yeah, I know. That was the most emotive comment, apart from what I wrote on my brother's, that I've ever written on LinkedIn. So proud.
Yeah, that was really nice.
You're welcome.
It was very down to earth, real. Next thing you know, you're going to be posting like, I never post on LinkedIn, but let me tell you all about this wonderful thing that happened in my life and my personal successes.
My heart is so full. Yeah, I've been like telling everyone, oh, my best friend became a partner. My best friend, she's a partner in the Calgary office. So yeah, like my job's secure. Do you remember when I didn't get hired back and I was like, when you become a partner, will you bring me back?
And now, it's already been done.
Yeah. And it
my work here is done.
No.
Just kidding.
That's not it.
It's definitely not it.
But like, I'm just saying, like, we do have some power in the way we manifest.
I agree.
Not the collective, you and I.
So we really need to manifest tomorrow at the Blood Wolf Moon thing.
Okay.
We're going to manifest that we'll find out Kylie's baby's name. And we're going to go even more worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mrs. Worldwide.
Okay, let's take impressions off your skill set.
Hey, I was pretty good at like Erica and stuff.
Like white women?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how you were able to do that so well.
Who knows?
So Hot Tops is kind of a shit show. Oh, I just got a bedtime reminder. Nice. Hot Tops is kind of a shit show. We don't have our notes updated. Because I tried to make Laura pick up the slack.
I didn't know about this. So I was just thinking that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, let's start with the biggest bombshell that was dropped. Lisa Rinna is no longer returning to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I was honestly pretty shocked by this because casting rumors were circulating a long time ago and they were talking about Rinna not being on the show, but I just feel like she's such a component of it that I was surprised that would actually happen. So when the news came out, my first impression was like, wow, that's like a huge loss for the show, like not necessarily for like personally, I guess.
Yeah. So you know my thoughts on Rinna. I wanted her gone, but I would have really enjoyed like a final hurrah, a last season where everyone kind of turns on her and like hates her. I would have loved to see that because apparently that happened to Phaedra in season 9 of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And that was like one of their best seasons.
Do you think that actually would have happened with like Erica, Dorit, the Fab Five? Like, I don't think they would have ever turned on her.
No, you're right.
Yeah. But it is crazy. Like, I wonder what the cast is going to be. For some reason, I just think of, like, what is Erica going to do without Lisa? Like, it feels like those two were so connected.
And Kyle.
Well, Kyle, I feel like, is closer friends with Dorit. And Kyle at least would, like, challenge Erica. Mm. Like, I feel like Kyle is going to be more aligned with Garcelle and Crystal and that side of things if she's back on the show as well, and so are they.
If she's smart.
Yeah, and now that she's like doesn't have Rinna who like could sewer her.
Yeah. Did you see the rumors of Brandi Glanville coming back as a housewife?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I think she'd be okay. Like, I think she feels like so flighty and like, I don't know what she gives.
I don't think she'd mesh well with the current cast, and I don't think the current cast would survive with Brandi.
I think she'd just give a lot of randomness and stupidness and like levity to the show. Not necessarily in a negative way. Like, it could be really good for the show. I think she'd bring it back to like, let's not take ourselves so seriously. Let's just have fun and be random and be crazy.
Did you see Queens of Bravo posted that Lisa Vanderpump tweeted right after the news? Yeah. LVP was like, ding dong or ding dong.
Ding dong. The witch
and
is dead.
Kyle Richards responded and said, why didn't you comment about Vivian Westwood and have to comment on this?
What the fuck's going on with Vivian Westwood?
She died.
Oh.
She was a designer. Like, this happened last week.
Oh, I missed that.
She like brought punk fashion to the fashion world.
Okay.
That's me remembering a headline about her. I don't actually know.
I don't know who she is. I don't know.
R.I.P.
I've heard the name like circles around, but yeah. Rip.
Yeah, so that's that. What else happened? Let's see. Let me look at the old notes.
Okay.
Apparently Kris Jenner is married to Corey Gamble.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why would they keep that hush hush?
I don't know, but now I forget where I found that story from.
Maybe you dreamed it.
But to circle back on our last episode, do you remember when I said CP3, what team does he play for and why was Kanye bringing up Kim cheating on him?
Yeah.
Well, CP3 plays on the Suns with Devin Booker.
Oh.
Kendall's ex.
Okay.
So maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe they all hung out and I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Okay, ever since the Balenciaga thing, I have been having an internal conflict about the Kardashians. And, like, this is major if it's happening to me. Like, I even stopped liking Kim's posts. My thumb hovers. It hovers. But then I just go to save it to my folder of my favorite pictures of her. Because I still like to stare. She's so beautiful.
I didn't know you had a folder.
No, you did.
Oh, I did.
You did. I don't like. Where are you on this whole thing?
Well, the thing is, like, I don't follow any of them on social media. They are really out of my zeitgeist unless you send me news or like they make worldwide shocking news. And I watch the show. Like, I do enjoy the show. And like, I don't like, obviously I'm fans of them. I think they're great. It's just like they're not in my day-to-day world.
Yeah.
So like, I don't have that much conflict because I just don't think they're that prevalent as they are to you.
Here's the thing. Like, when I talk to myself about it, which is often, I say, like, I still stand by why I supported them. And I still, like, stand by those ideas to this day. Like, powerful women, dressing how they want, going after what they want. They're actually really smart. It's just, like, I think I'm on the wrong side of TikTok with all these conspiracy theories. You know, there's some where they're saying, have you ever noticed how the Kardashians only ever show their girls and not the boys? And it's because they are slowly trying to profit off the girls. Have you ever noticed how North does the skincare routine every night with all of Kim's products? And it's like, there's some merit to this, but Kim posts a lot with her sons.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, Kylie's not showing her son. Khloé's not showing her son. You barely see Mason, and they're saying they've shut Mason up because Mason spills secrets. I don't know.
That then, is interesting. Did right? they? Because they did they show all their other kids? But like they did for sure, right? Like they didn't ever not show them for like the first year or something. Like this isn't standard course.
Kim and Courtney did.
Yeah,
and they did with the girls too.
I just kind of feel like maybe they're going through an evolution, and it's just a coincidence that like the minute they decide not to show their kids when they're like super, super young, they're both happen to be boys.
So that's the other thing. Like, it doesn't need to be that deep, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also talking about this evolution, they're saying, have you ever noticed how the new Kardashian show is so boring? It's just like one long commercial for all their brands, which yeah. is true. But it's like people are saying they're trying to create a new image for themselves where they're no longer like attached to all this drama. And I see that too. So that's why I'm having this internal conflict.
The one thing I do miss about their show is like, I know their families are probably all so busy, but in the early years, it used to so much be about family and like their relationships yeah. with each other. And now it is really focused on like each individual and what they're doing individually. And I do feel like that makes the show less interesting because it used to be about like keeping up with the Kardashians. Like, what are the Kardashians doing as a family? And now it's really the Kardashians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
That's what I call my cat and her cats. That's what I will call my cats. Kardashians.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Cat. Yeah, that's thanks hilarious.
For that. Thank you for that.
I'm glad I can inspire you. But anyways, I think their show has gotten a lot away from that and focused now more on their brands for sure. Like the last season, like the first two episodes were good and then they were all just like whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty shitty that the entire season finale was about Balenciaga.
Eesh, that didn't age well.
Okay, so people were mad that she didn't just like immediately cut off with Balenciaga. But I was going to say, I don't know if you heard, but I'm positive you didn't. Kim Kardashian went on the Angie Martinez podcast.
Okay, actually, when I was driving home from Manitoba, I was like looking for podcasts to listen to, and I had heard that she had done that podcast. So I put it on because I was like, well, this could be interesting. It's Kim. But then I was like, the girl's, I don't know, sorry, but the girl's voice, interview voice really annoyed me.
Angie? And like
the
interview,
and the interview style really annoyed me. And like, I had to turn it off within 5 minutes because I was like, this is going to be brutal. It's not even worth listening to. I'll read the highlights.
I know. Same. I only got through 20 minutes.
And did you like did anything?
No, but I read some highlights. I read some highlights. Apparently, like Kim is not with Balenciaga and hasn't been with them since the summer.
Hmm. Okay. So then why didn't she just say that?
I don't know. Hence internal conflict.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't make sense if there's no reason why she like wouldn't come out against them, why she wouldn't just clearly come out against them and be like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So I'm deliberating. I'm going to sit back, keep gathering info, keep staring,
from afar, but not in public.
No, I won't let people know.
Okay. You keep mulling it over. Maybe you should just transition to like being a bigger fan of Chloe or being a bigger fan of Courtney or Kendall.
No. No.
Okay.
But they looked so good in their Christmas photos for the Christmas party.
Yeah, I didn't look at those. They really are out of my zeitgeist unless you send me them.
Girl, look right now. Look at Chloe and look at Kim.
Is this the ones where they said that Chloe was so Photoshopped that she looked like Taylor Swift?
I didn't see that.
Oh, no. Those have been, must have been the ones she just magazine. Posted.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones she... Wow, she looks so skinny. Okay, sorry. Her shoulders.
Her shoulders are insane.
Okay, there's a lot of photos of this Christmas party.
I know. Look at Kim.
She's back. Courtney's dress is so horrible.
Courtney looks really not.
So is Kendall's. But Chloe looks fire. Kim looks fire. Chris looks fire.
Chris.
Yeah. Kylie looks random. Okay. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, Kim is back to black, her hair. Or dark brown, whatever.
I didn't even notice that.
Of course you didn't.
I was looking at Chloe's. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that is it for Kardashians. What else? So did you hear about this new show, The Traitors?
Yes, and I'm so excited to watch, and we better fucking get it in Canada before 6 months after it's actually on.
Yes, which we'll get to Real Housewives of Miami. So pissed. So want to talk about The Traitors? I don't know much about it.
Yeah, so I don't either, but I watched the trailer, and it's got Kyle Cook and Brandy Glanville and then people from Survivor, Suri Fields. It's got a person, Paul Calafiore from Big Brother. It just feels reminiscent of The Challenge USA, where they had like all my favorite shows combining. Mm-hmm. This also feels like all my favorite shows combining, but like The Mole. It sounds very akin to The Mole, and I fucking love The Mole. And it's the basic concept of the show is that all these people are at this house, it seems like, and doing all these challenges, but there's three traitors within the group. And I think the three traitors are trying to like ruin the challenges. Like, it sounds like the exact same premise as The Mole, but it's with reality TV shows stars and three traitors instead of just one mole.
Huh. Well, I think I'll watch it for sure.
Yeah.
I want to so see excited. Brandy and Kyle Cook on the same show together.
I know. I think they'll be hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just like that it sounds like it's a lot of strategy too. And like the viewers won't know who the traitors are. So it's like a whodunit almost. I just love the concept.
Speaking of The Mole, did you watch Too Hot to Handle season 4?
I did.
I actually really enjoyed it.
I thought it was the same. So I always enjoy it. Like those
I really
shows,
enjoyed
I just
this
like
one.
It. What did you like about it?
You know, I was also really sick and had nothing to do. But I liked I actually don't know what I liked about it. That's a good question.
I do feel like it was at a good time of when I was running out of shows as well. So, and I just wanted to watch something really easy watching. Mm-hmm. And like Too Hot to Handle is perfect for that. So I did watch the entire season.
Have you been watching The Circle?
I've watched the first 4 episodes, but I haven't watched the last 4, and I think I might save them for the flight.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Laura's still going through with that Mexico trip.
Well, hopefully, if we actually get to take off.
Yeah, because she's flying Sunwing like an idiot. I'll pray for you.
Truly, truly.
So Gabrielle Union recently did an interview, and she was first married to Chris Howard. I have no idea who that is. And she said that she felt entitled to cheat on him because she was paying all the bills. Thoughts?
Well,
oh, yeah. I didn't even put 2 and 2 together. That's not what I was trying to say.
It feels like a personal attack.
Laura is Gabrielle Union.
I think that's bullshit. I don't think that you paying for someone else's shit entitles you to cheat on them. Yeah. Like that doesn't make sense.
I really hate that she said that.
That doesn't
really,
make
really
any
hate
sense.
It. Like she's putting us a step back.
Like, that literally just means that she felt taken advantage of and she felt like she wasn't getting an equal partnership. So she was unhappy in the relationship. So she, like, rationalized cheating in her mind. That's what happened. It's like one doesn't equal the other, but you rationalize the shit out of that to make yourself feel better.
I feel like she could have gone her entire life without saying that.
Yeah, I agree. That's so stupid.
So stupid. That's all I had to say about that. Pete and Emrata broke up.
So
sad.
Didn't
even know they were still together.
No.
Or actually together. So sorry for your loss. Both of you. Man, I'm scrambling without my notes.
Well, it's just the only sports things or only things I've been following lately is that Bills player. He's feeling better. Did you see that?
Oh yeah. Damon Hillard. Or who?
Hamlin.
Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin is his name.
Oh my god. And I literally read so much about it.
I'm thinking of
Damian Lillard and just mixing the two.
Oh. Okay.
You don't know who Damian Lillard
is. I don't know who that is at all. But anyways, he got hit on a game with the Bills a couple days ago and he had a cardiac arrest on the field and they performed CPR,
that resuscitated him.
Crazy. He went to the hospital and today he woke up and he wrote in writing to the doctors, "Did we win?" And he squeezed his family's hand.
Tom Brady.
And he's down. So he's like doing better. So that's really good. Good to see.
Yeah.
I've been following that. Yeah. And other than that, I haven't really been following any other news.
Speaking of sports, I'm a big sports gal. Recently went to the Leafs game on Tuesday and then went to the Raps game on Wednesday. And then today we got an email saying we have 2 tickets up for the Knicks game on Friday. And so I was like, me? And then she was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Someone just responded.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But imagine.
That would be sick.
That was my week.
You are a sporty girl.
Girl.
I did go to the Calgary Flames game on New Year's Eve, and they had fireworks at the end, which were kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool. So, like, when did the game end?
We got home around 11:30, which was perfect.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't at, like, midnight or anything like that.
Did you stay up till
12? We did, and then we went right to bed.
That's actually a question I expected you to say no to.
I know, but it was because we got home at 11:30, so it was like we only had and Teeps ordered a pizza on the way home, so we had to wait for the pizza, and then we had pizza, and swallowed before, you know, we had a gym night kiss, and then ate more pizza,
ew,
and then we went to bed.
You guys kiss?
Yeah, we kiss.
That's
we
disgusting.
Switched. I know, it's gross.
Oh, big news that Andrew Tate got arrested.
Okay, I don't know anything about this.
Stop. How do you not?
I don't know.
Okay. So Greta Thunberg, is that her name?
Thunberg? That is her name, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Greta T. She said something about Andrew Tate and his Bugattis. Oh my God. I'm blanking. Okay. So he bragged about all his Bugattis and how he's he doesn't care about pollution, I don't know, climate change. And he was basically like, come at me, Greta. And then she says, yeah, email me at greta@smalldickenergy or something like that .com.
Mm-hmm.
And he responds with a video and he thinks he's being all cool. But I think I don't know, the investigators, whoever is following him, watched the video since they were keeping tabs on him. And they saw that he got pizza from a local pizzeria in Romania. So they're like, he's in Romania. Let's go arrest him.
So what did he get arrested for? What was he doing?
Human trafficking.
Oh, shit.
Are you for real?
I don't know anything about this guy.
Dude.
I know.
Are you not embarrassed?
I am a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's cut here.
Yeah, okay. And rape. Saying rape.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Him and
okay.
his brother.
Well,
but isn't it so funny that he got arrested putting a woman down?
That is so karma. Karma
it's
is
just poetry.
A cat sitting on my lap.
That is amazing. I don't know. It's still not my song.
In other legal news. Maybe after
March 7th. Yeah.
Jen Shah's trial, doesn't that start tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. It does.
And I feel like, and they are asking for 10 years. Well, they were, at least until they got this new evidence, apparently, that somebody sent in unprompted, being like, yeah, I had a restraining order against her in Nevada and she's not a good person at all. Which, like, how, of course, they've got all this footage from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Also, I know I said we weren't going to talk about it, but have you been watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? At all?
At all.
Oh, wow.
I've only watched three episodes.
Did you see the episode where Heather woke up with a black eye?
No.
Oh, my God. It's been so aggravating. So they're on this trip.
She's not talking about it, right?
Yeah, it's so stupid. So they're on this trip. They're all drinking late into the night. Like, they have security cameras showing they're raging until like 4:30. They're wasted. The next morning, Heather wakes up with like a huge black eye and like scratches over her body. And she immediately calls Jen to be like, come over and look at this. And then she's like, hey, what kind of story are we going to tell? But it's unclear of like whether Jen knows what happened or doesn't know what happened. And then like she calls Meredith over and she's like the same thing. Like, I don't know what happened. And then she goes to the woman and she's like, I don't know what happened. But then she'll say comments here and there that are like, well, somebody in this room knows what's happened. And, oh, I'm not saying anything because I don't want to talk about it. And then she says in her confessionals, like, of course I know what happened. And then the next breath she'll say, like, no, I don't remember what happened. And it's just so aggravating and frustrating to watch. And it's just so fucking stupid. It's like,
it's a waste of time.
It's just so stupid. Like, just say you're not going to talk about it and then don't actually talk about it, or fucking just say what happened. It's just so dumb. But it seems like my theory, at least, is that it was Jen and she's just like covering for her because of this trial.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know if I'll ever watch that entire season.
I think you will.
Oh.
You'll eventually run out of shows.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I will. Laura has manifested it.
On this blood wolf moon. I don't think I have anything to do with blood, but anyways.
Before I forget, did you see the tweets from Jeffree Star?
No.
Do you remember who Jeffree Star is?
Yeah, I do. Okay. He was with Kanye.
Rumored. So December 30th, he says, what a crazy fucking year. I escaped the Illuminati in 2021 and they still haven't killed me. Every day I wake up grateful. In 2020, I was going to expose everything. In a matter of days, the Hollywood elite tried to ruin my entire career, villainize me, and flooded the news with lies to discredit me. If you guys only knew the truth about what they are doing to Britney and Kanye.
What?
Yeah. So
just be confused.
The theories that were floating on TikTok that I spoke about.
What? So he's part of the Illuminati, but he's not anymore.
No, like the Illuminati captured him to shut him up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is just weird.
But I do think that, like, Britney is in danger.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
Have you seen all the TikToks about how she's actually behind a green screen? And
yeah. And, like, I've seen the ones where it's, like, the people in the background are not even moving.
Yeah, they're, like, mannequins or cutouts.
Like, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's so weird.
Yeah. I knew her husband was not to be trusted.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it for Hot Tops.
Okay. This is a good new segment, Pop Therapist. I just saw that in the note.
Oh, yeah. So that's for when we read people's letters.
Okay. So send us letters, send us DMs, send us comments if you need any advice from two smart girls.
From two pop therapists. Laura, you had it all set up for you.
Two smart girls who are also pop therapists. Okay. So in Pitch or Ditch a Bitch, mm-hmm. I suggest that we make this the rest of the episode and we just pitch or ditch all the shows or movies that we watched over the break, because, or at least the ones that are the highlight reel, because I feel like there's a lot of them.
Okay, because my family's tradition over the holidays is basically to just watch a bunch of movies. I've never watched this many movies in my life before. So we were watching like 2 to 3 movies a day every day for 10 days. So okay, I'm so not maybe gonna pitch everything.
Yeah, maybe edit your list down to, I only have 5 total.
Only? Okay, you go first.
Okay, so starting with Avatar,
we
went to the new Avatar movie.
Why?
Because it was something to do, and I made Travis watch the first Avatar. And
you like Avatar?
I don't hate it. I don't like. I'm not obsessed about it. It wasn't like, oh, we need to go, but it was like, this is a moment. Let's. Well, I listened to James Cameron on the Smartless podcast, and
yeah, took them 5 years to make it.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of fascinating. So I was like, well, I need to see what all this is about. So I made him watch the first movie, which actually was crazy that it was made so long ago because it was really good quality. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we went to the Way of the Water or the World of the Water, whatever the hell it's called. And it was pretty good. Like, it was very long as expected, but I knew that going in. So like that didn't ruin my experience that much. I think it would be very fun to go to if you're high or on mushrooms. Mm. I think it would be like
that.
A crazy experience. But the universe, like they go kind of they were in the forest and then they go to this water community, and it was really cool. Like all different types of avatars and all different types of wildlife, and that was really cool, although they spent way too much time on it. It actually was like a quite anxiety ridden and scary movie. And I was sitting beside a 4-year old and I was like, dude, are you okay? Because I'm not okay.
And they're like, no, man, I'm good. I'm high.
Like it was this little girl and I was like, how are you? Like I was almost covering my eyes because I was too stressed. And this girl is just like chilling. I'm like, wow, you have more strength than me. I want to be you in 2023. But anyways, it was like not something I would be like, you have to go see this. Oh my God. But it was very similar levels to me of how much I enjoyed the first one. So you'll probably have a similar experience.
So are you pitching or ditching?
I'm like, I'm in the middle. I'm not like telling you if you liked the first one, you should go see the second one. If you didn't like the first one, yeah, if you didn't like the first one, don't go. Cause like it's the same thing, just a different place.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to watch it.
Second movie. I watched The Glass Onion.
Oh yeah, Netflix. We did too.
Okay. What were your thoughts?
Like it was a good pastime. I don't know. What?
Yeah, I felt the same. Like it was, I liked Knives Out better.
Yeah, Knives Out was better.
Knives Out felt more like a murder mystery that you were like part of and trying to figure out. This other one felt like too much was going on and like the murder mystery part of it wasn't really as clear. So I didn't like it as much. It was pretty star-studded cast, but yeah. I didn't love it.
Can you just tell me why that one guy had to have a Southern accent?
With the main guy, the detective?
The detective.
Well, I don't know, but it was kind of an accent like this.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
No, it didn't sound like his.
You're right. Play it back.
Okay. Roll the tape.
Shows. I watched Emily in Paris.
Yes, I forgot about that. I finished that in a day.
I think I did finish it in like a day or two. That one kind of turned into a background watch for me. I kind of wish that I watched it when I was more into paying attention to the show because I do like that show and enjoy it. But I think I was just not interested in watching TV at the time I watched it. So I was only half watching it.
Yeah.
I think
it was the same for me, TBH.
I also just feel like they need to get some new storylines. Like, it's the same thing happening every single year.
Her and Gabrielle just need to get together already. And
yeah. And let's see what happens there. Like, do that for a whole season.
Send Alfie my way.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be the next James Bond.
He's a short king.
He totally is a short king.
That is a short king I would short king it up with.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I circled back and watched Only Murders in a Building season 2.
Oh, go on.
And it was the same level of enjoyability as season 1, like mediocre, but I watched the whole thing and yeah, not much to say about it. I still wouldn't like
it's your ditch.
I guess I'd say it's a ditch. Like it wasn't bad. Like it was, if you have absolutely nothing else to watch, then you can watch it, but there's nothing to like bring me back to it. Like it just
there's gonna be a season 3.
Yeah, it's just one of those shows that's like, I know it's easy to watch and it's a little bit more, it's like not a drama, but it's not reality TV. It's like the perfect in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like those types of shows. So I don't know. It's good for that purpose, but nothing else.
Okay.
Wednesday. I finally watched it and don't understand why people liked it so much.
Oh, you and Colfun can be best friends.
He didn't like it either?
He felt the same way.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, so did you ever watch Sabrina, the yes. Teenage Witch? Okay, so I thought that was a way better, like, witchy show.
Oh, I watched the original show.
Oh, you should watch the new Sabrina the Teenage Witch that's on Netflix. Yeah, you
really liked it. I remember that. Okay.
I liked the first two seasons. I then stopped watching it. But, like, it was really good. And I feel like it was more adult than Wednesday and had better storylines and cooler, witchier things.
I loved Wednesday, even the second time around.
You watched it twice?
Yeah.
What did you like so much about it?
The casting was really good. I identified with Wednesday quite a bit. I feel like I and Aubrey Plaza are real life Wednesdays.
I feel like you're more expressive. Yeah. Yeah, you do. You could have the dark humor aspect of it.
Yeah.
But you're less. Everything. You're less. You do have the deadpan that you go to, but you're not in a constant state of deadpan.
Yeah, it was too much for her. Like, I have a line for everything, but I know when to cool it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you will annoy people. I would even annoy myself.
Yeah. So I didn't love that one.
Okay.
And then I've been watching The Circle, as you have too.
Okay, it's a lot of pitches and ditches.
Do you like The Circle this year?
No, I don't.
Do you
like
the people? Yeah, neither do I. Not really compelled by anybody.
It's kind of background noise for me.
Same. And I really want, like, Brett and what's that other chick's
name?
Xanthia. I want them to, like, hook up or do something. Like, they're together. Like,
dude, she yells too much.
I don't know. I just feel like they're two hot people. Like, we need more interest on the show. Let's see them get together. And, like, how could they? Like,
yeah, we need
romance. Yeah. I really don't like Sam. Sam annoys me so much.
Sam does annoy me too. I like Raven.
I really like Raven too. Yeah.
And I like her sidekick, Paris, too.
Yeah.
Not sidekick, her translator.
Yeah, I do like them. But yeah, I'm really not compelled by anybody. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm still going to watch because it's something to watch. But
I agree. Like, there's no story like Shubi or what was the one? Her husband was Trevor. And he came on the season after. There's no, like, compelling tearjerker story.
No, there isn't. Like, and there's not any, like, funny, really. And there's no funny, like, extroverted, crazy person. Like, there's always been one person who is just hilarious in the chat. And, like, their personality is embodied so well in The Circle. Like, that's in the way they communicate. Chaz. Who the fuck is Chaz?
The nurse turned car washer.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's all that I can think of right now. What did you watch as the highlight reel?
Well, it seems like we watched some of the same movies minus Avatar. I watched The Swimmers. Have you heard of The Swimmers?
No.
So it's actually based on – we watched a lot of true stories. So this is based on a true story. It's two sisters from Syria who fled from Syria to go to Germany and swim because Syria was under attack from war. And one of the sisters ended up swimming in the Olympics.
Oh, cool.
And it showed, like, their entire story of how they had to immigrate from Syria to Germany. And at one point, it was, like, 12 people on a raft in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the engine stopped. And obviously, the sisters swam while the others, like, and there was a baby on the raft. And
what?
It was a good movie, though.
Wow. Okay. Where's that on?
Netflix.
Okay.
There's also another good movie, Safety Not Guaranteed. It's from 2014 with Aubrey Plaza. So she's a journalist, and there's this ad in the paper from this guy who's like, I want to travel back in time, and I'm looking for someone who's up for the challenge. I need a partner to look out for me. I've done it before, and it's not for the faint-hearted, so, like, you better be serious about this. So they go to like find out what his deal is and write a story. But Aubrey gets like pretty into it. And then it's about like whether or not this is for real.
Hmm.
It's like funny and
okay,
good.
Have you ever watched that movie with Aubrey Plaza where she's in like a desert? It's on Amazon Prime.
What's it called?
Okay, I'm gonna look it up while you tell me your next one.
Was it with Hot Rod?
No.
Okay. Another show
that I found it. Ingrid Goes West.
I did. No. It's on my watch list. Apparently it was rated high.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Okay.
It's not that bad. It's not like, wow, but it's like, I remember being like, oh, that wasn't bad.
The reason I was going to watch it is because I was searching up the cast in one of the shows I'm about to pitch, and one of the girls was in that movie.
Oh, okay. Go on.
So another show that I was watching is Abbott Elementary.
I've heard about this, but I've heard the name, and like a lot of people are talking about it, so I need you to tell me everything about it.
Because it's won a lot of awards, like Emmys. Okay. So it's about this school. They kind of do it like an Office format where it's a mockumentary. What?
You with that pen in your hand, it feels like you're a journalist and you're about to...
I've been taking notes so I don't forget what to say.
You just ADHD. Look like a true podcaster right now, like you're about to like nail down some facts. Okay, continue.
Okay, so it's a mockumentary about these teachers in an underprivileged. Is it underprivileged?
I don't know. Is that bad?
Or like underserved? Anyways, it's in a poverty-ridden neighborhood. The school doesn't get many resources, and it's about this group of teachers just like trying to get the kids motivated and like building friendships with one another. The principal is out to lunch. Like, the only reason she got the job is because she caught the superintendent cheating on his wife, and she needed a job, and she was not trained to be a principal at all. So anyways, it's funny, and it's a feel-good show.
And what does mockumentary exactly mean? Like, what's the style?
Like The Office.
Is it like The Office? Oh, okay.
Did you ever watch Mr. D?
No.
On Netflix? I think Teeps would actually really like that show. It was about this guy who was a gym teacher, and he just like takes it really seriously and is an asshole to the kids.
He would love that.
Yeah.
Problem is, he has no attention span beyond TikTok.
True. And he doesn't even have that much attention for TikTok.
No. Although sometimes he'll watch like 3-minute videos, and then he'll send them to me. He'll be like, how did you watch this 3-minute video? Like, nothing is fucking happening.
He's so weird. You know that TikTok you sent me about, I just found out that guys send you what they find funny, but girls send you what they think you'd find funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I had sent that to Teeps like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, this is you. Nothing you send is funny.
100%.
Have you ever looked at my TikTok chat with Teeps?
No.
It's just us roasting each other.
I love
that. He sends me you, and then I send him you. There's one where, like, this really big kid goes to sit on this tiny-ass Barbie chair, and, like, their ass is way too big for the chair, and I was like, you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you should go through it. It's funny. So anyway, Abbott Elementary is definitely a pitch for me. It's a good show.
Where do you watch it on?
Oh, Disney Plus. So there's actually 2 seasons, but Disney only has 1 season.
Okay, and you probably are going to get to this, but I need you to also tell me about Bad Sisters, because I've also been seeing a lot about that, and I think you watched it, and I need to know your thoughts and if I should watch it.
I watched the first episode, and I don't think I was in the mindset to really get into it or pay attention, and I have it on my list of, like, I got to come back to this, because it is rated really well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, okay.
Apparently the humor is right up my alley.
Okay. Well, let me know if you circle back.
Yeah, I should.
I did watch the first like 30 seconds. Then I realized I wasn't in the headspace, so I turned it off.
So look at us self-aware queens. Okay, the other show that I have been... Sorry, I was sick again. My immune system's so shot.
It is. You've got COVID for like the 16th time.
Yeah. So this show that I've been promoting to you and... Call fun, actually. That's it. Is Search Party. So this you can watch on HBO, on Crave. And it's about this group of four friends who are all narcissists and self-obsessed. And did I say they were friends from college?
No.
Okay, they were friends from college. And one of their acquaintances from college goes missing. So one of the girls, Dory, becomes super obsessed with finding her. And it's basically about that. So each episode is half an hour long. There's 10 episodes per season. There's five seasons. And it finished in January 2022. So there's only five seasons.
Okay. And it's like a comedy?
Yeah. So it's a dark comedy.
Okay.
It's actually so funny. The acting's really good.
Really into dark comedies.
Yeah. I haven't wanted to say this out loud. It's kind of been hard for me to watch reality TV lately. I just don't have the desire.
Well, I feel like that you kind of get in those modes when you've been watching like actually high quality, good shows with storylines, and then you're actually interested and engaged and involved, and then you watch reality TV and you're like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. Where is this going?
It's true. And I suddenly feel like there's too much to keep up with the reality show that I'm watching, that I'm like, I don't have the energy for this.
Yeah.
Let me go watch a scripted show. The logic is logicking. So Search Party is a pitch.
Okay.
But I think you can skip the fifth season. It's just like, I'm over it.
Okay.
I finished it. It's done.
Good for you.
Thank you. Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Kate, I know that I should, but I've only watched a few episodes. Like, I really have gone back so many times to be like, I know I will love the show if I just give it all the time it deserves, but I haven't.
I actually just restarted it maybe 3 weeks ago when I was sick. I was desperate for content. But yeah, I love that show. Anyway, I was going to say the young girl, maybe, is the main actress in Search Party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a pitch. And then my last one, I just want to talk about it. I'm not going to pitch it to you because – so it's on Disney. It's called Between the World and Us, and it's actually a Turkish drama, and it's dubbed. The dubbing's really bad.
Now I understand why you're not pitching or ditching to me.
But like I said, I was desperate for content, and I'm hooked. So this show is 8 episodes, and they've released 4. No, they released 5. So this woman is the editor of a magazine, super successful, independent, blah, blah, blah. She's been with her boyfriend, who's a soap opera actor, for 4 years. His name is Tolga. Her name is Ilkin. And suddenly he starts like detaching, dissociating, triggered. And it's just like his head is not in the relationship. And the girlfriend's like, he's hiding something from me. I really want to be there for him. He won't open up to me. So she decides to create a fake profile online of a girl and starts flirting with him. Because, yeah, this soap opera actor is just going to choose your message to respond to. Anyway, she flirts with him all day and is like, I know you the best, and like, open up to me. And he does. He starts venting to her. And then their relationship gets better because suddenly he's like got a pep in his step. Yeah. And then she hires a girl who used to work for her to go play this girl that she made up and meet with her boyfriend.
What is she doing? It says playing with fire.
It's psychotic. But truly. You know, been there. Just didn't hire the girl. Also didn't message. But I had like, very wait. Many elaborate plans and scenarios in my head. So yeah, she hires this girl to go meet up with the guy, and it's very obvious that like she's not the girl because she has no idea what he's talking about, but she falls in love with him, and then he falls in love with her. And that's what the show's about.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's juicy.
That's like, see, the thing is, sometimes I think maybe I should look through his phone or maybe I should check. But then I'm like, I don't want to know. Like, I'm at the point where I just don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know.
There was actually a TikTok saying the same thing. It was like, at this point, I'm not trying to start over. So, like, I don't want to check.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't think anything's there. And I think that if I looked, I'd make something of nothing.
Yeah.
Or like, I would just think like, oh, I didn't find it. Like, I'm just like, if I'm getting to that point, something's wrong with my own psyche that I'm thinking that way.
Oh my God, this cough. The thing is, I have never felt the need to go through anyone's phone when
nothing's going on.
I know that nothing's happening. But when you know.
That's the thing.
And if you just don't have the courage to leave unless you find something tangible, like, you need to go through it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But I just kind of, I'm with you in terms of like, if you don't have that instinct, don't like make one up in your mind.
Yeah.
And if you do have that instinct, you're probably right. You probably don't even need to look. Like,
yeah, like,
you're going to find something.
Now, I just would have no desire to go through a potential partner's phone because first of all, I am selecting different partners. But second of all, I'm just like, if that's what you want to do, like, I'm good on my own.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyways. So that is a pitch for those interested. It's not a ditch.
That sounds like a really compelling show, and I would watch it if it wasn't dubbed, but I just can't read my shows.
No. It's not like you don't have to read it. It's dubbed.
Oh, so it's like
stupid.
It's like, what's that movie?
Parasite?
No, the other
Squid
one.
Squid Games?
Squid Games.
That's a show.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah, it is a show. It's like that show, Squid Games.
Okay.
Okay, so then maybe I'll circle back to it, but maybe I won't.
It's on Disney.
It actually does sound good.
The actresses are so pretty. Nice to stare at them. And the boyfriend, the one girl, short king.
On the movie poster, the one girl kind of looks like Gal Gadot.
Yes, I've been trying to put my finger on who she looks like.
I feel like this is a very unique skill of mine that I always try to tell Travis that I have, that like, I can identify people's doppelgangers.
Who's mine?
You don't have one.
Yes, correct answer. I don't know if you saw, but I was ready to say wrong as soon as you said anything.
Yeah, I've never seen one for you, honestly.
It's Mimi. the girl that she hires, like the second actress, her name is Sinem.
Oh,
because it's a Turkish show.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
So that's a pitch.
Okay, cool.
And those are all the things that I have.
That's all of them, eh?
Mm-hmm. You kind of took up most of the time.
Sorry. Do you have more others? You can. No,
I don't remember.
I wish
Netflix would show you like what you have watched. Like, is there a list?
And you know what? I also wish that Netflix would not fucking start playing every single show like as I'm scrolling. It's so frustrating.
Oh,
like,
my God, I know.
Oh, I have to get off Netflix or mute it because it's just like, don't. Like, can you not have a setting that I can turn this off?
Agreed.
Oh, are you going to...
Ginny and Georgia?
No. I wanted you to tell me if you're going to watch Kaleidoscope and your overall pits or ditch on Harry and Meghan if you watched it, because I haven't watched it and I don't think I'm going to.
Ditch for Harry and Meghan.
Okay.
There's nothing new. They're saying the same thing. Like, I support them and I believe them. But yeah, ditch, very boring. And Kaleidoscope, I will watch. It's on my watch list.
Okay.
It's rated number one.
Yeah, I do think I'm going to watch it too, but I just like need to really be focused.
Yeah, I'm not in that mindset.
Yeah, neither am I.
So it's actually funny. I'm going to out my dad here. My dad and mom have cell phones and they're old and they do not know how to use autocorrect properly. So my dad goes to do groceries and he goes to text my mom, "Do you want a cucumber?"
Ow, ow.
No, Laura. Laura, did you know for the longest time, so growing up, I watched a lot of Bollywood movies. And in the Bollywood movies, what would happen is the two would get married and they would go to bed lying down next to each other. Just lying down next to each other. And the next scene would cut into the next day and she's throwing up. And they're like, "Oh my God, you're pregnant." So until I was like 14, no, until I was 12, I thought that lying next to a boy is how you get pregnant. My cousin told me it's the other way. And I swear to God, I remember this very clear. I was like, "No, my parents don't do that." And to this day, I believe that they don't do that and never have, never will.
Okay, I won't put those thoughts in your head. Back to the cucumber.
Okay, so in my language, cucumber is kakri. K-A-K-R-I. No, don't make a joke. Okay, so my dad saw your face. Your face is everything. My dad goes to write, "Do you want a kakri?" And stop. It autocorrects to kaleidoscope.
What?
Yeah. And he just left it at that. And then my mom is like in the background with me at home. And she's like, "What is he saying? Like, I don't understand. What is this word?" And then he comes home and my brother and I are making fun of him. And he goes, "What? It's a kaleidoscope." And we're like, "No." And then he goes, "Kaleidoscope." And we're like, "No." So then it became a running joke and we just kept saying that throughout our time there randomly. And then I opened Netflix yesterday morning and it's like kaleidoscope for a show.
That is so random.
Yeah.
That is also hilarious.
Wow, what a great segment.
That was a really good story.
Yeah. Should we move on?
Sure.
There's not much to say about these shows. What?
I actually, like, this is kind of off our usual branding, but okay. I am going on vacation, and I was thinking of reading a book, and I know you were reading, like, so many books at one point in time, so I want you to pitch me your number one of all the books you read, book, but it has to be, like, I like murdery ones, like, Verity style, and I've seen, read Verity, but, like, something like that.
Okay, I'm actually reading one right now. It's called The Marriage, and it's by K.L. Slater. She writes a lot of thrillers and mysteries. This isn't a murder mystery because, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So
10 years ago, this guy kills her son. And then fast forward, she marries him. And everyone's like, "What are you doing? What the fuck?" But, you know, she's, like, secretly plotting her revenge.
Okay.
It's good.
It's good.
She's like one of the top rated. No, she's one of the top rated authors for this genre.
Okay. The Marriage. Got it.
The Marriage. K.L. Slater.
Okay. And then name your other Colleen Hoover, because I like her.
Did you ever read It Ends With Us?
No. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It Ends With Us. You can read that like in a day. So if you're feeling up to it, get the sequel, which is It Starts With Us. It's not as good as the first one, but you're going to want to know what happens.
Okay. So It Ends With Us and The Marriage.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm going to look at the books that I ordered on Amazon while you lead us.
Lead us to what? I don't think I have any other
shows.
I don't have any other shows that I watched.
Okay. So Southern Hospitality was so boring.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I'm having trouble watching that show. Like, I keep watching it and then I keep zoning out because I don't think it's that interesting. And, like, it's just background noise to me now. Like, I'll still keep watching because I do like those shows generally. But, yeah, not that interested in that. Similar, like, Real Housewives of Potomac is not good either this season.
It's just, like, messy.
Yeah.
And not even, like, good mess.
No, I agree. The challenge is still on, and I love the challenge.
I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, that one's still great, although it hasn't been on in a while.
Because we need to set up Paramount.
I think, like, I don't know what's going on with Paramount, because I was watching Yellowstone, but then we kind of got stopped watching that one, too.
Isn't Yellowstone on Prime?
Yeah, but it's on Paramount through either Prime or Apple TV, so I feel like I unsubscribed because I thought I was subscribed to it twice, and then I realized I was only subscribed to it once, and I haven't resubscribed. But anyways, the other – I had a thought of a show, and now I lost it. Oh, Below Deck. So just fun fact on Below Deck. Below Deck Adventure has been on, and it's in Norway, and it's a new cast and a new captain, and I hate it. It's brutal, but I still watch it. But randomly, Heather Gay was on, and she brought Angie H. as a guest.
I wrote that in the notes for our last
Yeah.
But I didn't read on it.
Well, I watched those episodes.
And?
I mean, Heather was herself, like, trying to, like, make TV kind of thing, but like the guests aren't really the focus of that show, so you didn't see a lot of it. But I just thought it was extremely interesting that out of all her friends, she brought Angie H.
I feel like I need to watch the show to understand this, because I haven't been introduced to Angie H.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so then you wouldn't understand.
Is this the Angie that tried to become a housewife last season?
Yes, you have. Ooh. Yes. And she is also the Whitney's one who's friend. Yeah, Whitney's friend and apparently Heather's friend. And her husband set up a fake Shaw exposed Instagram account that was basically to troll Lisa. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a storyline this season. And everyone's pissed at her.
Okay, just to pivot from that. I was just thinking I could totally no, you're leaving Sunday and today's Thursday. I was going to say I could inner office mail my books to you and then you wouldn't have to buy it.
That would have been sick because I do like reading a physical book when I'm by the beach.
Yeah. So this one, I'm going through my Snapchats that I sent you of the books that I read. Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. I said done, sobbing. That's a good one.
Ooh, sobbing. I don't want to sob.
Oh, that's true. Don't read Regretting You. I'm looking at my caption. Done. Very dumb. Do not read. 3 out of 10.
Okay, good.
Ugly Love was stupid. This one is good. Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren, not Colleen Hoover. But you should watch, read It Ends With Us.
Okay. I'll read It Ends With Us first.
But it you should start.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh wait.
I was trying to workshop a joke and it just is not clicking.
Yeah, okay. Well, you keep workshopping that. And you can pitch it next week. Well,
okay.
We'll have to defer our pod to the following week.
Yeah.
But the 17th.
Yes. Is that a Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday.
Okay. This outro is really long.
Are we done?
Are we having a convo?
No.
Unfun fiction.
Now people are not just going to understand that. They're going to think we cracked up. So. Okay.
Didn't we say we were going to start ending with, thank you so much, love you so much. And that's it.
Sure. Thank you so much, love you so much.
Bye.